This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. UBS report found that satisfaction rose in line with wealth. 73% of those with $1 million to $2 million. 78% of those were happy with $2 to $5 million. And 85% of those with over $5 million reported they were highly satisfied with life. In Germany, 350,000 workdays have been lost to strikes so far in 2015, already twice the level of the entire last year. Most of the strikes reportedly are efforts to have wages keep up and eliminate wage disparities. Federal courts have once again thrown out Virginia's redistricting plan for packing too many black voters into one congressional district in order to make nearby districts safer for Republican incumbents. About 15 million cash transaction reports were filed involving banking over $10,000, plus another 1.6 million on so-called suspicious transactions below $10,000. The level was set in 1970, and 10,000 today is equivalent to 1,640 then. Reportedly, Hillary Clinton is embracing the central lesson of the Obama school that voters turned out when they believe that an election makes a difference and that their party's standard bearer is a champion on issues important to them. By emphatically staking out liberal positions on gay rights, immigration, criminal justice, voting rights, and pay equity for women, Mrs. Clinton is trying to show core Democratic constituencies that she intends to give them a reason to support her. A team of roboticists from the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology claimed a $2 million prize on Saturday that was offered by the Pentagon's research agency for developing a mobile robot capable of operating in hazardous environments. There's another new controversy in Wisconsin, and this time it's over tenure for faculty at the state's universities. Governor Scott Walker wants to remove not only job protections, but control over curricula and the classroom from professors. American Pharoah becomes the first horse in 37 years to win the triple crown, doing so by 5.5 lengths. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.